The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a friend asked me last week, actually, how to meditate. And this person is a scientist. So I wanted to be sure that I didn't say anything that would seem flaky, airy-fairy, something that would somehow would make sense to her analytical mind. So I asked her to put her hands together, and maybe you've done this before, but could you all try this? Put your hands together and close your eyes. And then notice your hands together. Notice where they touch. And I asked her, what mind is noticing your hands together? That's all. Good. And she said, my mind. And I said, well, what mind notices your mind? And then she began to think. It's not that mind, it's something else. And then I said, what mind notices your feelings, your sensations, sound, seeing? So I was talking about awareness. And awareness is the bedrock of our practice. Awareness is everything. This awareness that is not our thinking, but it's awareness that's invisible, it's everywhere, translucent, transparent, radiant, immortal. I can say all kinds of things about awareness. That's the bedrock of our practice. Is this practice of awareness. Simple. Just relax. Nothing complicated. Just being aware. It's not going through any fancy jhanas or focusing on our feet or focusing on our breath or anything. Those are all strategies and good strategies. Buddhism is full of skillful ways and means to get to awareness. But our true home, our refuge, is awareness. That's what our goal is. There was this amazing patriarch, Dogen Zenji. He brought Buddhism from China to Japan. And he wrote many wonderful pieces. But one phrase that we discussed a lot at the Zen Center was the phrase that practice is enlightenment. There's this notion about enlightenment. It's this kind of earth-shattering. Everything gets turned upside down. Everything falls away. This, you know, kind of major event. But around the Zen Center, enlightenment was thought of in a much more practical way, I think, or less of a dramatic way. It's just this awareness is enlightenment. Practicing this awareness is practicing enlightenment. This practice of awareness is being in nirvana. It's the experience of nirvana. It's right here, very close at hand. Now, I say this with the awareness that our lives are full of tumult, our minds are thinking, a lot, obscuring, hard to get to this awareness much of the time. But I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to meditate, to practice. Even if our minds are churning away, our emotions are all knotted up in drama, our buttons are being pressed right and left, even under the worst conditions, this is the medicine that cures all ills. We always feel better after we meditate. Our meditation, our awareness, points us to our suffering, points us to our thinking, our feelings, where we're clinging. Our awareness, our meditation teaches us the roots of our suffering. And it leads us to letting go of our suffering, to letting go of the clinging, to disregarding the thoughts, to finding some moderation with the feelings, to holding the feelings, to holding the thoughts, to watching them change, to having some confidence that things aren't always going to be this way. Things will inevitably change because we see it. We see it so clearly because we're aware. So our awareness is a great medicine in helping us set down our suffering. And the more we practice this awareness, the more we practice, we can get to a point where it gets easier and easier to set down suffering, where a button can be pushed and thoughts can proliferate and we can say, oh, there's that again. I don't want to do that. And just set it down and return to awareness. One last thing that I want to share is I was reading Ajahn Chah recently, and he said something like, and the essence of it was, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away with wonderful ideas or thoughts or feelings. Don't get carried away with depression, anger, greed, embarrassment, victimization. Don't get carried away with our suffering. Just hold it. And even if suffering isn't so, you know, pronounced, isn't so obvious, and it's on a much more subliminal level, just a kind of some discomfort, some feeling of dis-ease, maybe a little depression, of feeling of meaninglessness, just hold it. Just hold it and watch it change. So, by this not getting carried away, it will change, and we'll see our life go by, and our awareness will increase, and our joy will increase as things sift away. And we will feel refreshed and enjoy our lives. So, may we all be aware. May we all feel nourished by our awareness. May we all feel a sense of well-being.